Is this the reality you have been groomed to accept? The system taxes the farmer toiling in the fields in August and gives the money to the guy sitting in the shade so he can drink more beer, turn up the air conditioning, and screw his girlfriend so they can make more children to better their position on the welfare roll. When and if the farmer goes broke, he can't get help from the government. His governments produce nothing, only take and waste and distribute the stolen booty. And so we the people, by silence and consent, encourage and enable and reward lazy, unproductive breeders of the lowest of the low to promote our own demise. Well, the lowest are out breeding the productive, and soon, if it hasn't happened already, will outconsume all the productive can produce. The cry is, but we need more eggs every day, so we're going to kill the chickens. Yes, as it seems, this is the case. Two people can live off the produce of one forever, and no one has to work. The reality of the situation is you were bred to be slathered. That is where the profit is. Follow the money, and ye shall find the truth. Tom Malley. Good evening, and welcome to a Tuesday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live this 20th day of September, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm sure that some of the choice of words in our just concluded commentary will be offensive to some. It should not be the words, my friends. It should be the meaning of them. Class warfare, that's exactly what it is. Of course, it takes an individual with no class to even bring up the issue of class warfare. Another interesting day. Lord knows why. I don't much care. Dow Jones Industrial had a positive day today, closing up 8 whopping points to end their day at 11,409, while NASDAQ lost 23 at 2590. S&P 500 was down 2 at 1202. Global Dow currently up 6 at 1810. Gold in the aftermarket is, well, it's pretty much hanging where it's been most of the day, at around $1,805 an ounce. Oil, on the other hand, is down another 47 cents a barrel, at 86.43, just down 49, 86.43. The only problem is, as I continue once again to see and witness and experience higher prices at the pump. Stay with us. We'll be back. And I tell you, you have no choice.
Oh, lullaby of birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be words to reveal.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. You thought I was sleeping, didn't you? No, I'm just enjoying the tunes, man. It's what we do sometimes. A lot of times I don't let the music go long enough. I like to kind of set the mood and get us back into where we're going. I was doing some updating on some profiles today and asking about my favorite books, my favorite authors for one reason or another. Hemingway always comes in at the top of the list. I look at the words and the philosophers like Cicero and Socrates and people of that caliber. Another author who most people don't think about until the Christmas holy day season is a man who wrote what many of us think is somewhat light fare. We all think of the Christmas Carol. And yet he was a profound sociological writer, writing about the politics of the times and the treatment of the so-called middle and lower class by the hoi polloi. Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens wrote, "We no longer have a choice. We are told what to accept and what to allow. Special interest groups dictate our available choices. Our government is no longer interested in our desires. They now tell us what to like and what to accept. We have no choice." Now, before I continue, I want to preface this portion of the program with a few personal statements. I don't care about your sexual preferences. I don't care about your religious preferences. I don't really give a damn about your ethnicity nor national origin. I don't care what car you drive or about its color. I don't really care how much money you make or how you make it. I don't care how smart you think your children are or where you choose to school them. I don't frankly care how much hair you have or don't have. To make it simple, I don't care about your personal life at all. This came to light during a conversation with my wife about homosexuality and our acceptance of this alternative lifestyle. I asked my wife how she viewed homosexuality. Her response was typical of her personal views. I don't care what they do behind closed doors as long as I'm not forced to condone or accept that lifestyle. I happen to agree. I don't care either. But my problem with this and many other of the items I've shared with you a few moments ago is that we no longer have a choice or the opportunity to voice our opinion openly. If I do voice an opinion, I am immediately labeled as an anti-Semite, an anti-person, a racist, a bigot, etc. I no longer have a choice. If I don't accept or embrace it openly, I am judged to be against it. The fact is that I don't really give a damn. I do care about the label and the obvious connection to being against something simply because I'm not for it. And so now let us address some of these items individually. Sexual preference seems to be a big deal. I guess the Emmys were on the other night, and it was a big pro-homosexual thing, and I'm told that Dancing with the Stars last night, they've got the son of Sonny and Cher, who was born in a female body and who had its boobs cut off and had a penis attached and now grows a beard, seems to be a happy enough sort within the skin he's in, and you know what? That's his business. Of course, then I'm told this other fruitcake guy is on, who used to host a show called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, whatever the heck that meant. Well, let's talk about sexual preference. I don't care what you do, how you do it. I don't really care whom you do it with. You see, your choices are personal. They're none of my affair. If you want to have sex with farm animals, that's your concern. I don't happen to agree that that's the way to go, but I guess there's some twisted folks out there that go along that way. I don't want to know about it, nor do I wish to join in. Don't even want to see it happening. However, if for some reason you want to advertise your love affair with a goat, that's your business. But don't expect me to accept your decision or to demand that you be able to marry that goat or to demand fair treatment and equality for farm animals everywhere. They don't need my support for health care or pensions or funding or Social Security. If you want to support them, you do it on your own. America does not owe you nor your goat anything. Same holds true for same-sex marriages. I don't care how the government or the church defines marriage, but I will not support your decisions with my taxes or with my vote. These are not the proper forum for this situation. If you want to marry another of your same sex, do it. Be subject to the same laws and policies as the rest of us. Not an issue for the Supreme Court to decide. It's between you and your partner. But forcing me to side is taking away my right to choose. You're making this a public issue, and when the public sides against you, your response is outrage. You expect that just because you think it is right, everyone must follow. But when we don't, you're incredulous. We are homophobic or anti-gay. Did you ever consider that forcing someone to choose puts them on the defensive? Did you consider that most of America is not going along with your program? We're not against your choice. We're against being forced to accept your decision as the only right choice. And as for religious preference, I happen to have some pretty firm beliefs about religion, and especially about organized religion. Now, I can't say I don't care if the world is Muslim, but I'm not, and I don't want to be. This is one area I will fight for to the death. I will not have someone dictate my belief or preference where my belief in God is concerned. My God does not punish people for their belief. He does not create natural disasters. He does not hate anyone. He is the judge. But the perversion of secular writings, yes, I consider the Bible to be secular writing, is an abomination. Any book can be considered a text for living. I can misrepresent the text to allow any behavior. The Bible is a set of orally repeated moral stories, transcribed, published, misused to control humanity. Religion, my friends, is all about control. It's not about personal choice or belief. It is a club used to beat people into submission. That ain't God's idea. It was mankind's idea. Any religious organization that uses the pulpit to support any government or non-parochial idealism should be taxed. We included the separation of church and state in the Constitution for a reason. It's time we started following our written social doctrine. We fought several wars to secure control of our destiny. Religious freedom is one of the primary tenets. By the way, this includes a right not to believe in God if you should be so inclined. Now, sometime over 350-odd years ago, people from Europe came to this continent to create a new free life from the oppression of European rulers and antiquated laws that kept them in poverty and under control. They came here as many ethnicities and colors to form a country based on individual choice. They were no longer interested in identification with the past. They were interested in the future. And that future did not include ethnic identifiers and dialing 2 for their local language. They adopted English as their new tongue and learned to use it to communicate. Each ethnic group contributed to colloquial English, adding words that helped describe a unique concept. They did not insist that this new world speak German or Italian or Spanish or Mexican. Oh, yeah, Mexican may be derived out of Spanish, but my friends, it's a language unto itself. But they didn't come here and expect that this nation accept it. Everyone came here and learned English. They were so proud of this country that many refused to speak anything but English to their children. Now we're lucky if the children speak any English at all. My family came to America sometime after slavery was abolished. We had nothing to do with it. We do not support or condone it. We were not involved. Blaming slavery and bigotry on anyone is idiotic. The slave traders were Dutch. And they traveled on ships that were owned by Jews. And they purchased African slaves from other Africans. They purchased Chinese slaves from other Chinese. The Dutch brought these slaves to the Americas and sold them. If you want to blame somebody for slavery, blame capitalism. Now, if you come to this country legally, you will be afforded all the rights and honors this country has to offer. If you come here illegally, you are a criminal and should be deported. Stay with us. We're going to pick up on this when we come back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future. Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
I'd like to get you on a sailboat to China.
Speaking momentarily about ethnicity, origins, illegal aliens. You see, illegal aliens do not deserve and have no rights to the same support and substance guaranteed to citizens of or legal immigrants. Illegals broke the law to enter this country. They are criminal. Anyone at any time should be proud to prove citizenship. If law enforcement requests for my identification, I'm proud to provide it because I'm here legally. As a matter of fact, I was born here, and I'm proud of that fact. Children born to illegal immigrants should not be automatic citizens. This law is antiquated. It's obsolete. It must be repealed, and anyone that was considered to be a citizen by birth should be forced to prove the citizenship of their parents. End of story. By the way, English is the national language. Learn it. Use it. We should no longer transact our business in any other language. If you can't speak it, read it, and function with it, you'd better enroll in a class to help you get with the program. Or, by the way, if you're here illegally, hasta la bye-bye. Personal possessions. That's something they're trying to do away with in one form or another. Your vehicle, your purse, your clothes, your hairstyle, your shoes, your watch, they do not afford you any special privileges. Just because you choose to flaunt your wealth or debt does not mean that I buy into your show. Oh, I know plenty of very wealthy people that drive Volkswagens and Fords. Clothes do not make the man or woman. It is an outward indication of who you think you are more often than who you really are. The person in the clothes or the car is what is really important. I spent several years in the land of glitz and glitter. I worked with some of the top people in many industries in L.A. Several were CEOs or owners of these top businesses. They are just the same as I am, put their pants on the same way I do. Some are luckier and certainly a lot richer. But when it comes to the matter of wealth, no. Contrary to what we have heard, money is not the root of all evil. But the love of money is. You see, some people will sell their souls for wealth. And sadly, the pursuit of that wealth causes people to ignore the potential good that could be done. There's an interesting principle that states, give and it shall be returned to you a thousandfold. It has been written in many texts and in many forms. The idea is that giving for the right reason is the most important. If you give without thought of return, you receive much more than you ever gave. Giving with the exception of return gets you very little. I'm sorry, giving with the expectation of return gets you very little. It is the reason that counts. But using money for control or for the acquisition of power, that is a very poor use of the tool. Yes, a tool. Money, my friends, is merely a tool. It can be used for good or evil. It is a way to trade goods and services. That's all. It's not an end unto itself. Of course, having a safety net of funds is important. Savings help you acquire things too expensive to purchase outright. Oh, I believe in credit, but not in credit cards. There are things that require extended payment plans, houses, cars, etc. Living on a credit card only prolongs the inevitable day of reckoning. Credit cards create profits for the bank, which prey on our need for immediate gratification. The latest figure on personal credit card debt is some $4,100. The average income in this country today is $28,000, just slightly above the poverty level. You know, how many times you go down the road, you see a bumper sticker. My son was a student of the month. My child was student of the month. In other words, they're telling you, I got a smart kid. Well, do you know what? Every parent believes that their children are the smartest and brightest on the planet. Good for you. The reality is that children, like their parents, have certain capabilities, certain liabilities. They have gifts and abilities that should be identified early and nurtured into maturity. This means that some children are suited toward math and science. Some are best suited to manual labor. There's nothing wrong with either. The world needs doctors and engineers as much as it needs gardeners and bricklayers. Our educational system. Unfortunately, rewards the less suited to the detriment of the brighter children. I call that playing to the lowest common denominator. Our current system dumbs down the curriculum to allow these lesser-equipped students to keep up, to just pass. No parent wants to admit that their child should be a fast food clerk. No parent wants to accept their child is holding the class back. They insist that this child is special and deserves the extra effort of the teacher to help them keep up. Class sizes, limited resources require teachers to make value judgments for the entire class. And so the decision to dumb down the curriculum so that everyone moves to the next grade panders to the detriment of the country. Stay with us. We'll be back and continue.
A pen is from heaven. You'll find your fortune.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Friends, tonight's kind of an interesting night, a little different for our normal Tuesday night fare. The words of Charles Dickens. No, not that Charles Dickens, although I'm sure at the beginning many of you thought that. This happens to be his namesake, Charles Dickens, who is a personal friend of mine. He is a contributing writer to federalobserver.com. His piece tonight is entitled No Choice. We spoke a moment ago about the fact that there should be a solution, but it's not being addressed. The education system, about how teachers have been forced to dumb down the curriculum so that everyone moves to the next grade. But all of this has proven to be to the detriment of the country. Unfortunately, all this creates boredom in the brighter students, frustration in the less well-equipped. We test memorization of the students. We teach the test to the kids, then measure how well they retain the information. The information rarely includes contextual application or background. It is merely fact, or whatever facts it is that the school system thinks they're teaching. You know, I can remember memorizing historic dates and the events without understanding the importance of the events or the dates. And when I finally realized the implications, I began to appreciate world history, U.S. history, how these events shaped who we are and how we arrived here. It is said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Our current situation in this country is a prime example, my friends. A broader look exemplifies the world's situation as well. But there is a solution. But unfortunately, it required us all to take a long, hard look at the individual and to accept that the good of the many is more important than the good of the one. I happened to watch something on television last night, Greta Van Susteren interviewing some guy about the public school system. And he was sitting in a classroom that was a charter school in Harlem. And on the other side of the wall was the regular public school. And the kids on this side of the wall were advancing, they were learning, they were thriving, they were growing. And the kids on the other side, literally, of the wall, it was all in the same building, but this charter school in Harlem is a prime example. Still a public school. Smaller classes, more attention to detail, creative thought processes, etc. But on the other side of the wall, the typical ghetto expectations one would have in a school in Harlem. It's interesting. Remember we talked a little earlier about hair, or lack thereof. Charlie says, I don't need a full head of hair to be a good person, or to have a good job, or to have a nice car, or to have a big boob blondes at my side. I choose to have a natural look, male pattern baldness and all. Patrick Stewart, the actor, was once asked in an interview about baldness in the 25th century. You know, he was on one of the Star Trek series. And he replied, I would rather think that by then we would have gotten past the physical appearance and arrived at the person as the point. It ain't just about hair. It's about the advertising industry in general. They're paid to find better ways to promote products for the manufacturer. They're paid millions of dollars to create ads that entice us to buy that product. And whatever the promise, either spoken to visual, think about the reality of the situation. Will driving that new Beamer really make you a better person? Or will you still be the same inadequate jerk behind the wheel? We've either become so shallow or so deluded that we believe that an object can make us a better person. We actually buy products for their image-enhancing properties rather than for their functionality. Look around the house for those things that actually make your life better and for those things that you hope would enhance your life's image. Now, of course, on to your personal life. No. I don't care about your personal life. I'm not your confessor, your priest, your rabbi, your imam, your confidant. I don't care. I have enough troubles in my own life. I don't need yours as well. I'm glad that I'm approachable and easy to engage. I appreciate my ability to obtain information, and that I'm easily befriended. But don't mistake this for my caring about your problems. Oh, sure, it's good to share our triumphs and failures. It allows us to solidify and clarify the facts as they apply to us. But it's not licensed to dump on every person you meet. It's not licensed to lay them at my feet. If you ask my opinion, be ready for the truth. If you ask me what course of action to take with a problem, be ready for my opinion on the best way to deal with it. Or don't ask. In fact, dealing with the select few friends I have keeps me occupied constantly. Coupled with my own problems, I have a full-time job. Leaves me precious little time for enjoyment, so, frankly, I don't care. I don't care if your grandparents were slaves. I don't care if you are Hispanic and the Europeans stole Mexico and California from you, so you seem to think. I don't care that you are an American Indian and the Europeans stole this country from you. I don't care that you're an illegal alien and here to make a better life for your family. You're a criminal. But I do care that you came to this country for an opportunity. But take the steps to legalize your immigration, will you? I don't want the refuse and politically oppressed from every other country in the world. If they want asylum, let them apply. But they'd better have skills that will support them when they arrive. I don't care if your political views are not popular at home. Mine are not popular here either. Fortunately, I'm not being hunted or oppressed. Yet. So what the heck does all this have to do with having no choices? When did anyone ask your permission to amend the Constitution to support same-sex marriage? When did anyone ask if they could dump millions of illegal aliens in your backyard and give them free medical care and education and welfare and child care and rent and the right to protest the laws of the state? When did anyone ask if they could overturn your laws in favor of a special interest group? When did anyone ask permission to grope you going through a security checkpoint and deny you access if you question them? When did anyone ask your permission to make education so poor that the only skill acquired in high school is the ability to use a calculator and ask, did you want fries with that, or do you want to supersize the order? Why do we need to offshore our call centers and customer service centers? Don't we have enough workers here to staff them? When did anyone ask your permission to do this? Why do even the pay-to-view channels inundate us with commercials? Isn't the subscription fee I pay enough? When was I asked to be barraged with insipid ads extolling the virtues of body spray to make you more manly? When was I asked my permission for any of these and other choices made for me? You see, my freedom of choice was removed systematically and, yes, surgically. It was removed intentionally. I had no choice in these and many other matters. I was told that. This is how it will be, for whatever contrived or implied reason. But I didn't have any input. I don't hate homosexuals. Don't need to know or want to know that you are one. I don't care. It doesn't bother me one way or the other, except when I'm forced to acknowledge that it's now fashionable and acceptable practice and that it is flaunted publicly. The fact that I have a physical relationship with my wife, yes, she is female, is not a matter of public information. It's private. It's personal. As for religion, I don't hate it. Oh, but I don't like zealots or door-to-door proselytizers. Don't care that you believe there's 77 virgins waiting in heaven. Robin Williams once said that anyone that has been with one virgin knows it's one too many. Imagine having 77 of them. I don't care how you get there as long as your path does not involve violence toward me or my country. Then we'll become some fighting mother mammy jammers. Keep it to yourself. I don't care. In the words of an old Eddie Arnold song, I really don't want to know. If you believe in the flying spaghetti monster, that's up to you. I don't really care. Don't expect me to sit quietly while you try to shove it up my posterior. I am American, Charlie says. My origin is English, Irish, and Scottish. I am an American. I live here, speak, read, and use the language because that is the national standard. When I travel, I attempt to learn enough of the local language to function. I do not expect nor demand that they adapt to my inabilities to master their tongue. When I work in a foreign country, I expect them to continue to speak their language and that I will attempt to learn a functional command of that tongue. I do not demand that they change to my ways and dial 4 to speak Charlie's language. I didn't enslave your grandparents. My family wasn't even here. I refuse to accept blame for something that your own people did. I refuse to accept that there are no alternatives. I'm not keeping you in the ghetto. Your own people are. I'm not denying you any jobs. Your laziness and inability to use common language are preventing you from getting a job. I'm not forcing you to live on welfare. You bought into that system and use it as a convenience excuse for your own plight. There are as many excuses as there are stars in the sky. What matters is your self-worth and what you choose to do with your life. I drive used cars. Wear clothes that I can afford. I don't expect anyone to treat me differently because I drive a Mercedes or a Toyota, Charlie says, or whether I wear a suit or jeans. I dress for the occasion. I dress appropriately. Business casual does not include flip-flops, tank tops, and shorts. The point here is beach or work. Dress appropriately. It's funny Charlie brings that up. My wife and I were in San Diego over the weekend and walking around one of the malls, she was looking for something. And I think I was looking for something too, but I never did find it. Lovely couple. Husband, wife, she's dressed very nice. He's got a nice suit, you know, shirt and a tie on, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, it's Saturday. It's Shabbat for these folks. They're Jews. Little boy's got a nice little black suit, white shirt and a tie on, and beach tennis shoes. I couldn't quite figure it out. Hey, kid, dress appropriate. I make an excellent living. Charlie says I have enough money to live comfortably. I work hard and take a load of doo-doo to make this living. I endure more jerks, know-it-alls, and morons than you can imagine. I do it because it's what I have to do to survive. It's none of your business how much I make. It's none of your business how I reconcile my actions to make it through the day. It's none of your business, and I don't care how much you have, how you make it, or whose butt you kiss to get it. I don't care. I don't care that your child is special. I don't care that they have commencement exercises to move to the next grade. If your child can graduate from school and contribute to the economy and welfare of the country, great. If they're a burden on this society, you failed as a parent. It's not the educational system in this country. I don't care if your child's a nuclear physicist or a gardener. We need both. And when your vicarious life intrudes on that of your child and those vicarious needs dumb down the educational system, I care because it affects us all. I don't care why or how you became so insecure or why you insist that this below-average child is special, or he or she is not. I don't buy into all the advertising hype about hair and clothes and cars, etc. I have a very solid sense of self. I'm very secure in that image. Your image ain't my problem. If you actually believe that any product or service will enhance you in any way, the advertiser wins. If you find your self-worth in a product or service, you need a good self-examination and you need help. What you choose to do personally is your business. I don't need to know, and I don't want to know about it. Your problems are your own. You create them, not your parents, not your boss, not the church, and not the government. You are your own person. It's not my problem. I don't want to know about it, and I really don't care. And all of this leads to the inescapable conclusion that we, you and I, created this situation. The insistence and demands of special people like you have taken away my choices. Just because you think you're as special does not make it so. Just because you choose to live in an alternative lifestyle does not make it right for me or for anyone else for that matter. However, your demands and insistence for recognition for this personal choice has removed my choice. Insisting that your existence on this planet grants you the right to direct others' lives is deluded thinking. Your inability to deal with the reality that you are not special, that you are just like everyone else, and that your choices, although right for you, are not right for everyone. Your zealous pursuit of your specialness is what cheats me out of my right to choose. I'm angry that we as a society lean on excuses for our shortcomings. I'm angry that I cannot speak out openly against the situations that I did not create and that I recognize but cannot change. I'm angry that all the things that we've mentioned throughout the course of this program, and far too many more, have been forced upon me by the insistence of special interests, the liberal views this country has adopted. I'm angry that no one in our country has the guts to stand up for this country the way it once was. Great, proud, powerful. I'm really PO'd when I think that so much is being expected from those that can ill afford it. And I'm saddened because nothing will be done to correct it. Charles Dickens, September 19th, 2011. That piece of writing by Charles, No Choice, can be read, downloaded, copied, handed out to co-workers, to friends, to loved ones, to enemies, anybody you want. All you got to do is go to federalobserver.com, scroll down, and grab it. And by the way, while you're there, there's another column by Charlie that we may be sharing with you Thursday, entitled A Call for Common Sense. And that's what it should be. Hopefully we'll still have time. Tomorrow, Roger will be with us. Wednesdays with Roger. Secondly, I am in possession of a lawsuit. United States District Court, Southern District of New York, regarding the commodity exchange, silver futures, and options trading litigation. Wow, this thing is powerful. I'd like to get it out to you. We come back from the break, maybe I'll have time to tell you how to get it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Criticize me, but I'm going to do just as I want to anyway.
Welcome back to the final moments. Interesting. I love it when I know that writers are out there listening, not Charlie, but Neil Ross, who just sent me an email that says, "You bet your butt I'm going to print that out and take it to work. Bet I get called into human resources again, but joke them if they can't take a, well, you figure it out for yourself." Thanks, Neil. My friends, two things very quickly. We do have a special gold and silver offering. Actually, it's kind of a split offering today that is on the website. I want you to go, if you've been looking at adding some silver to your holdings, look, both gold and silver are down. Take advantage of it while it is affordable to do so. There is a major lawsuit that was just filed about a week ago, the Consolidated Silver Class Action Lawsuit that's been filed against J.P. Morgan for manipulation of the COMEX and silver prices and futures, etc. And it is an amazing lawsuit. If you'd like to read it in its entirety, I've got the PDF. Send me an email tonight. I'm going to give you a private email address because it's much easier to get through to me on that one. It is jbennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 216, at cox.net. jbennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 216, at cox.net. In the subject line, just put the word, just put Chase lawsuit, and I will send you that PDF file. That's what it is. If you can't accept PDFs, don't even inquire. Secondly, I want you to go to the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Click on the little banner in the upper right-hand section that says This Week's Treasure Hunt. There, it's a two-part special offering. One, the first part of it is strictly silver, which includes 10 one-ounce 1986 French Statue of Liberty coins, five each one-ounce Engelhart Prospector silver rounds, 20 2011 Austrian Vienna Philharmonic silver coins, and 10 each the Johnson & Matthey Freedom of Speech silver rounds. The entire silver package delivered, $2,042. It's like I've lost track of what that winds up being, 45 ounces of silver or something of that nature. And it's a good buy. If you're interested in picking up on the Chapman special to gain access to a free subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter, then you will want to add the gold portion of the offering at an additional $640. All the information is on the website as to how to contact us by either email or by a phone. Hope you'll take advantage of that. This has been an interesting hour, my friends, and I hope that it challenged you with something. If you want copies, once again, of Charlie's article, go to federalobserver.com and download it. Pass it out. I think you're going to make some waves with some people. So the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again tomorrow with Roger Sales. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Ever climbing.